Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special s'chus. Refuas chayach and figa bas Michali bas Basya. Minishmas Maris Esther bas Reb Shmuel. And s'chus Moshe ben Peshtin, Raiser Moshe Mordechai. Today is Zion Adar. It's the yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. Very, very special day. So I thought it'd be amazing to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. Maran Rav Chalap, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, in his Meimarom, in the 17th volume, has a whole series of shmuzim he gave on Zayin Adar to the Chevra Kedisha, because this is the day of Mrs. Moshe, so it's a day for the Chevra Kedisha. So he gave them Sichas of Pnimius and Esaurus. So we are going to learn a mimer from there. Besote Yudal Damadal from Rina, and Vam Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Vam Mai Dichtiv. Achrei Hashem Alakechem Teilechu, Vechi Avshalo Leadam Lehalecha Char Shechina, Vealo Kvar Neamar, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Ochlau, Ela Lehalech Achar Midotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu Malbish Arumim, Dichtiv Vayas Hashem Alakim Leadam Lishto, Kotnot Or Vayalbishem. אף עלתה הלבש ערומים. הקדוש ברוך הוא ביקר חולים, דכתיב וירא אליו השם באלונים אמרי, אף עתה בקר חולים. הקדוש ברוך הוא ניחם אבלים, דכתיב ויחרם מות אברהם. ויברך אלוקים את יצחק בנו, אף עתה נחם אבלים. הקדוש ברוך הוא קובר מתים, דכתיב ויקבור אותו בגיא, אף עתה קבור מתים. So Rabbi Chaim Rechinin said, what does it mean you should walk after Hashem? Can you really walk after the Shechina? It's an Eish Ochla. Get burned. Rather, you should go after Hasham's Midas. Hashem is Malbish Arumim. He enclosed the naked like he did to Adam. So should you. Kadosh Baruch Hu visited the ill as he did to Avram. So should you. Kadosh Baruch Hu consoled the mourners as he did to Yitzchak after the passing of Avram. So should you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried the dead as he did to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikboro Tobagai, buried him in the valley, Dvarim 34:1. So should you. Umehadimyon the Bikul Cholim. So there's a comparison made to Bikul Cholim. So between Tkuras HaMesim and Bikul Cholim. So from that we understand that Kfuras HaMesim is comparable to Bikul Cholim. The two can be compared. Tchias HaMesim and Bikur Cholim. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevaker Kol Chola, as it says in the Gemara in Shabbos 12b, Shechina Lemala Min HaShoytzev Shel Chola, Shechina is above the head of the Chola. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we have to visit the Yod like Hashem does. So it wasn't just Avraham Avinu that Hashem was visiting, but it's all the sick people. God is visiting him. You should visit him. So to Kvuras HaMesim. Just like God buried Moshe one time, he also buries, is Mishtatef in all of our burials. And therefore, if we bury the dead, then we are being partners with Hashem. Just like by Bikur Cholim, it wasn't just a one-time thing that Hashem visited the sick. But it's always Shechina Lamala Meir Shosef Shel Chola. So to Kvuras HaMesim. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Kviyachol Bechvodo Beatzmo Mitasek Bekvurato Shel Kol Echad Vechad Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kviyachol is Mesasek in the Kvur of every Jew. When we're doing it, what is this Bechina of Hashem being Mesasek, Hashem being involved in the Kvur? So it would appear, based on the Gemara in Meseches Baruches and Daflam Gimel Amud Beis, Omerat HaGemara, Atu Yirat Shamayim Milta Zutretahi. Do you think that Yirat Shamayim is a small matter? Ma Hashem Elokecha Shomei Machkim Liira Oto. What does God ask of you? Just to fear Him. What, fear is not a big deal? Fear of heaven is not a big deal? Answers the Gemara, in. Legabei Moshe milta zutretai. Vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu, as far as Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned, it's taka small matter. Ihre Shemaim, Mrs. Smomer. One asks, what does that help for us? You're right, for Moshe was no big deal, but the Pasuk is talking to us. V'inyano ki az beit matan Torah, amarnu el Moshe, daber ata imanu v'nishma, ve'al yidaber imanu Elokim, pen namut. You should speak to us, and we will hear. And God shouldn't speak to us, lest we die. So the Jewish people wanted Moshe, they wanted to hear from Moshe the Torah. They didn't want to hear from God, it was too scary. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Hey Tivu et kol asher diberu. They have been good gesagt, as they say in Portuguese. The Jews are saying good, that yes, they will hear you and not me. Hainyan, shehisagnu et hayira gdola pachad Hashem v'gionu, sheyireim anu litkarev elav, v'hasagabetenu batorah, We had this great yira, this pachad of God's greatness, of His awesome glory, and now we're too afraid to come close. So now our hasaga, our perception in Torah, will be through the middleman, who is Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chein hu me'az u'mikedem, kol hasaga b'Torah, Shehinenu masigim gam hayom. And so it was always till today. It's all through Moshe. Moshe is always the middleman. Moshe is always the agent. He's always the silsul. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be that way. Barich Rachamana, blessed is God, Tiyahev Orian Tlitai, who gave a three-pronged to Torah, Rashi, Torah Nevi Muksuvim, Gemara and Shabbos Pechas Amad Aleph. Le'am t'litai, to a three-pronged nation, Kohanim, Levi'im, v'Yisra'elim. Al yedei t'litai, through a third-born son, Moshe Rabbeinu, b'yom t'litai, in the third month of Sivan. So it's all threes, and it's given through Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the silsul, he's the agent. V'ze makol kol hayir'ah, שכל אחד מישראל ירא את השם, והן העירה שישראל ירים את השם, הכל נובע מאותה העירה הגדולה, שהמשכנו עלינו אז בזמן שקרבנו כולם. And that's the source of all fear, that every Jew fears God. And that's the fear that comes from Matan Torah. ותקרבו נאלי כל ראשי שבטיכם וזקניכם ותראו, הן הראינו וכולי. ועתה, this is in Dvarim, the first time we quote it from Yisrael. Now this is in Dvarim Veschanan. Ve'ata lama namut ki tochlenu esh ha'gdola hazot. Krav ata ushmat kol asher yidaber Hashem Elokeinu, yomar Hashem Elokeinu. Ve'at daber eleinu et kol asher yidaber Hashem Elokeinu elecha v'shamanu v'asinu. We can't hear Hashem anymore. We need to hear from you, Moshe. You'll tell us what God said and we'll do what you say. Ve'al kein be'emet kol et yachasut יותר עמוקה למשה לקבל תורה על ידו, יותר מוסיפה יראה ומתעוררת אותה היראה שהשגנו אז. And therefore, in truth, any deep relationship that we have to Moshe to be Makabel Torah al Yado. Whenever we relate to Moshe, that adds on fear. In other words, the hisoirus, the arousal of the fear that we had in Matan Torah, is accessed, is tapped into, when we relate to Moshe Rabbeinu, to be Makabel Torah through Moshe, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. We get to the Torah of Moshe, and we relate to Moshe qua Moshe, we are able to attain some of the fear that we had at Har Sinai. And so writes the Chasam Sofer, that the clinging to the neshama of Moshe is a wondrous skula for memory. And therefore he commanded before learning Torah that we should connect ourselves to the neshama of Moshe. Because the warworm is dabek in the neshama of Moshe, the more romantic the milus of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu and Chazal tell us in the Nedarim 38a, we learn and forget, and then the Torah is given to him as a matana, so to us, we learn, but eventually the Torah will be given to us as a matana, as it was to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what Chazal say in Legabei Moshe, Milta Zutrita. Hainu, she'im me'orerim hityachasut misura le'Moshe, mit'oreret ha'ir'a ha'nifla'a she'aita lanu az. Zot omeret, yes, by Moshe, fear is a small matter, and we can relate to Moshe and also attain that fear. Once we're relating to Moshe, legabei Moshe, milsa zutrisa, now it's a small matter. Once you relate to Moshe, it's really no big deal to have Yira, because Moshe was so close to the Rabban Shalom, and Moshe had so much Yira. And by relating to Moshe, by relating to the Torah, we are relating to Mamre Har Sinai in that Yira that we got the Torah through Moshe. We ended up receiving the Torah through Moshe, and the Torah was received through Yira. So if we relate to Moshe, we are able to attain that earlier Yira. שמורים תחסות מסורה למשה, התעוררת העירה הנפלאה שהייתה לנו אז. ובקהל יכולים להשיגה. העולה מזה כי התורה היא נצחית, וכמו שאז היה משה הסרסור כן ולעולם. Torah is eternal. And just like back then, Moshe Rabbeinu was the middleman, so too, Moshe Rabbeinu will always be the middleman. And without Moshe, we don't get anything, neither in Torah nor in Yira. It has to all be through the tzinor, the pipeline of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yira is an opening for Torah, like the Gemara says in Baruches, in Shabbos, in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that a person who doesn't have, who only has Torah and doesn't have Yira Shamayim, it's like he's given the inner keys of the inner sanctum, that's the Torah, but he doesn't have the outer keys. Yira Shamayim is the opening to Torah. If you don't have the Yira Shamayim, you can't get to Torah. ומאחר שהמקור להשגת היראה הוא רק אותה היראה שהשגנו, ברצון השם יתברך שכל התורה תבוא דווקא על ידי משה. And since the source of achieving Yira is only that Yira, that fear that we achieved when we perceived that the will of Hashem is that the Torah should come through Moshe, Hitivu es asher diberu. It's very good. Yes, I want them to have this great Yira, but now it should be through you, and they're getting the Torah through Yira. That was Matan Torah. Bavur tia Yiras, Yiras si al penechem. That Yira, that the fear of God should be on our faces, that's Matan Torah. Matan Torah is Yira. And now our Torah comes through Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Sirsur. And that's how we get Yira. And without Yira, our Torah is meaningless. Chazal say that Tchiyas HaMesim is through Torah. As Chazal say, Ksubis 111b, if somebody uses the light of Torah will give him Mishtamish Bura Torah, Torah Mechayeyu. If you use the light of Torah, the light of Torah will give you life. If you don't use the light of Torah, the light of Torah won't give you life. The Gemara says, all right, let's say the guy's not such a great Lamdan. He can't sit and learn, this guy. So what is he going to do? What's his takana? So Chazal says, his takana is his dabkus b'tamidei chachamim. Let him cling to tamidei chachamim. That's an etzah. But the point is that when you get Tchiyas HaMesim from Torah, if a person doesn't have Torah, there's no Tchiyas HaMesim. And who's that? It's Dabkus B'Talmid HaChachamim. So therefore, it must be that every Jew who's going to get up for Tchiyas HaMesim in the resuscitation of the dead has some Bechina of the light of Moshe. Because without the light of Moshe, you can't be masik anything in Torah. And without Torah, there's no Tchiyas HaMesim. So there's no Torah without Moshe, and there's no Tchiyas HaMesim without Torah. So we have to be Mizdabik to Moshe. V'lachen, k'mo az b'kvurato shel Moshe, hit'asek ha-kadosh baruch hu, b'chvodo uve'atzmo. Ken tamid, b'kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael, ota p'china, sh'yesh bo me'ha'arat, shvivei, nishmato shel Moshe, k'shemagi ha'kitza l'mchot k'viyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmo mit'asek ba bikvurata. So, therefore, just like then at the time of the Kvur of Moshe, Hashem was involved in Moshe's Kvura. So always, every Jew, that Bechina, that we're connected to the Neshama of Moshe, when it reaches its end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is Misasik Baba Kvura. So remember, all of Tchias HaMeisim is Mikoach Moshe Rabbeinu. So when we're put in the ground, which is a Hachana for Tchias HaMeisim, it has to be Alidei Chibur LaMoshe Rabbeinu. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was put in the ground, it was done by God. So too, when we're going to be put in the ground, it's going to be done by God. Hashem is misasik in our kvura. And the purpose of this kvura is that ultimately we should get up in Tchias HaMeisim b'koach HaTorah, b'koach HaKesher to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulam HaTzor Shel Kvura, b'china zo, shi b'china ta Torah, u'kedei lahazir u'lachiyoto. It's in order to be machzir, to bring it back to life. From this perspective, the complete tchia develops for the whole body through the bechin of Torah. And therefore, b'kvura there should be 10 people at the burial, because be'asara shchina sharia, Sanhedrin lametes amid aleph. And we bring down the shchina to be osek in the kvura, so that afterwards it's soche the tchias ha-mesim. Like it says in Isaiah 26:19. Zehu inyano shel divrei Rabbi Chanina bar Chanina. Bar Rabbi Chanina. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu kover mitim, af ata kvor mitim. V'damim mamash bevikur cholim. Kamo bevikur cholim, ve'et shanu mekabrim, mevakrim. Az gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevaker, ken gam b'tchiyat ha-mitim. בעת אנו מתעסקים בקבורת המתים, בעת מעשה גם הקדוש ברוך הוא מתעסק בקבורה, ועל ידי זה מגיעים לתחיית המתים. דבר נפלא מאוד. That's Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, that we learned at the opening of the shir, that just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu buries the dead, you should bury the dead. It's ממש like Bikur Chol. Kadosh Baruch Hu visits the ill. When we visit the ill, Hashem is with us visiting. So too, when we're koyver the meis, Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us being koyver the meis in order to prepare for tchias and meisim. So it emerges that when the Chevel Kadisha is burying with 10 people, it's not Kfuras Mason. It's Tchias HaMason. Now that's what it is. Uvechein ma gador chelkam b'chayim. Letorer ma'od beit ha'kvura she'inam na'asim az shutafim ha'kadosh baruch hu b'tchiyat ha'metim. So the Chevel Kadisha, you know, it's a pretty good parnasa, Chevel Kadisha. It's a lot of money in that business. So I'm not talking, you know, a money like an investment banker, But compared to what Charedim are usually making, it's quite a hefty sum. So you could be thinking about the money. It says, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Zatzal, Hasna l'Haskir. They should be thinking about how the Shechina is coming down, and they're Oisek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tchias HaMeisim. V'chova k'dosha lehem le'torer b'yirat shamayim g'dola. V'chalap is warning them they should have yirat shamayim. There's a story about the Rav, that he once wanted to join the Chevra Kadisha himself, to be Isaac in this mitzvah, to give himself Yira. And then when they were involving themselves in the mace, in the Torah, or whatever it was, one of the guys made a joke. And Rav Chalap said, Adkan, if you can even be on the Chevra Kadisha and make jokes, then I don't want to have any part of it. That was it. So therefore he says here, V'chovah kedosha aleihem, לתורר בירת שמיים גדולה כדי לעורר את ההתדבקות בנשמת משה. We need great יראת שמיים to cling to the neshama of Moshe, שמזה נמשך כל מדרגות היראה. From there is drawn all the madrigas of yira, וממילא נמשך מזה טל של תחייה בכל מת מישראל. And then through this there will be a dew of life in all those Jews who passed away. Wow, amazing, amazing Mimer, and we should be zocha. We should be zocha to Yerushalayim, and we should be zocha to Tchias HaMeisim at the right time. So, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.